Well, after yesterday's furore about my ham and cheese toasted sandwiches video, a number of people have pointed out that it's probably not the healthiest thing to eat. And I work in an office with a number of young women who are constantly telling me I'm eating healthy this week. Well, what does it actually mean? So I thought we would go to our health coach. This is the lady that got Mel Gibson back into shape, Sam Jackson. G'day, Sam.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Very well. Well, not very healthy, apparently. But
No, I actually did see that, and I did roll my eyes a little bit.
What, you don't like the old ham and cheese toasted sandwich?
Look, every now and then, go for it. But it's more of a, as Elmo says, it's more of a sometimes food.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's one of life's simple pleasures. But look, we all talk about eating healthy and everybody's on this program or that program or, you know, buying food from here or on this particular protein shake. What is eating healthy these days?
Oh, well, do you know, first thing I really want to myth bust, right, is that food itself isn't healthy. Food is nutritious. Our bodies are healthy.
Okay.
Because what we want to do is we want to put nutritious food into our bodies. And the main components of nutrition are protein, fat, and carbohydrate, right? Healthy fats, not saturated fats, but the healthy ones like olive oils and avocado and nuts and things. So we want to actually focus more on eating those basic macronutrient-dense foods rather than following new fads of, you know, certain types of juice or cutting out certain elements like carbohydrates and things like that. We want to actually focus on what's it going to take to nourish my body rather than just do what's trendy or popular nowadays.
Sam, I guess that runs into what I think the difficulty with eating healthy is that because there is some new fad every week, but we're also constantly told from various different angles that the conventional thinking of what eating healthy is, you know, the old food pyramid, as we used to call it when I was at school, has now been turned on its head. Are those old principles still pretty much right?
I actually believe they are, and the people that I work with and that I coach, they're having some great success just by eating protein, fat, and carbohydrates all together and in the right ratio. So I don't think our bodies have evolved that much since the development of the food pyramid that we need to really change it that much.
Well, let's have a look at the three main meals, and I don't want to get into whether or not we should be eating six meals a day or anything yet, but let's talk about three squares for a moment. What does a healthy breakfast look like?
I'm a huge advocate for two eggs, one piece of toast.
Okay, and that's it.
Breakfast. That's it, yeah. And you can put some mushrooms or tomatoes or, you know, some roasted capsicum or something on the side if you want to get a bit fancy schmancy. Absolutely. Just put some veggies in there as well, but a really nice piece of either sourdough or whole grain or spelt toast and whack a couple of either poached or scrambled eggs on top of that and something tasty on the side, even some herbs chucked in there as well.
Okay. I like the sound of that. What about lunchtime? Before we get into what the plate looks like, should lunch be bigger than dinner?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
No.
So what are we having for lunch?
For lunch, I would, if you're at work and you're in the office, grab a tin of tuna or some cannellini beans or something like that, so you've got a bit of a protein source. Grab maybe a little bit of sweet potato or maybe even a piece of bread for your carbohydrates, and then just chuck in some salad.
Okay.
It's really easy.
Well, what about just some kind of meat and salad sandwich? Is that good enough?
Go for it. Okay. Absolutely go for it. As long as it's a really nice bread, don't go the really rubbish, soft white bread that just kind of turns to water. That's a bit nasty. But get a good bread. If you're going to eat bread, make it decent.
So what you mean is the kind of bread I used for my toasted sandwiches yesterday? No, don't stay. All right, moving along to dinner time, what should we be eating?
Well, again, we want to be eating protein, fat, and carbohydrates. So a nice piece of steak and about the size of the palm of your hand is what you really should be going for a portion of meat. So you can either have a piece of steak or chicken, fish, lamb, pork, something around the size of the palm of your hand. And then if you have like some maybe avocado or drizzle it with a bit of olive oil or make a salad and put some nuts on there so you've got a fat sauce in there as well. Either salad, veggies, baked potato on the side, go for it. You know, and you can also jazz it up with some herbs, spices. You can cook it on the barbecue because it's got that nice flame grill. So there's ways of getting flavour into food without loading butter and things like that on there.
Yeah, no, and that's true. Coming from an Italian background, I can attest to that. Now, is it important that we stop eating at a certain time of day?
Well, No, because I don't believe that our tummies wear a watch, actually. I mean, obviously, though, if you're going to be eating a great big plate of pasta right before you go to bed, you probably should make sure that you're going to be burning that energy off before you lie there all night. So you'd want to be having a fairly active nocturnal life if you're going to do that, because otherwise you're going to be storing that as fat. But I don't think we need to actually stop eating at a certain hour and go, oh, it's past 7 o'clock and no more eating for me. I don't think that's actually the case.
You know, the thing that gets me about what you're telling, just in a nutshell, what you're telling me is the way we grew up was actually pretty good.
It was. And, you know, the way to avoid a lot of the pitfalls is to stop eating packaged food and eat things that are able to go off, you know, like meat, veggies, you know, like, to stop eating the processed foods.
I like that.
That's really going to bring it back to basics. And, you know, if food can be advertised, we shouldn't be eating it.
Well said. Well said. Sam, always good to talk to you. We'll catch up again soon.
And you. Now, take care of those sandwiches, mister.
Thank you. Sam Jackson, our health coach, 132710.